And now we're going to be listening to a replay of September 7th, 2013 from Dr. Maria Salas.
Reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. This is Dr. Maria. You are listening to the Positively Healthy Radio Show here on KCNR. Welcome and thank you for tuning in with us today. It is, of course, another beautiful day here in the North State. We have a fantastic show planned for you. It looks like it's around 71, maybe 73 by now. Something like that, right? Is that an old number, Savannah?
That one's a little old.
Yeah.
I'll get the weather here really fast.
How about this? When I walked in, it felt like it was about 75. Five-ish. Anyway, that's good, and I like that. So doable for me. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
As you're typing away looking for info for me, thank you so much. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing really well, and it's 81
whoa,
degrees.
Okay. So maybe that means I'm starting to get used to the weather here.
I want it. Tomorrow, Monday, is going to be up to 106.
Okay. It's like everyone packed up their hot weather stuff already.
Yes.
Now they have
coming
to
back.
Pull it back out.
Maybe this is the last week it's going to be like that, though.
I know. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and I really like to make sure that we stick to healthy living and lifestyle and fitness and all the fun events that are going on in our community. We support veterans here on this show, and we also support all the events that for fundraising. We talk about the Second Amendment as well. And Savannah, I saw something so cool on Facebook.
What?
You like rock climbing,
oh,
sister?
Oh, I'm obsessed with rock climbing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm going today.
Okay, so you're Montana, right? That's where you're from. Mm-hmm. And then I saw, was it for your birthday that your mom bought you your first set of,
she came into town because she is dropping off my baby sister who moved into Reading last week.
Oh, can't wait to meet her.
And so I think for her it was like, okay, we're going to be buying all this stuff for Shelly. And so she was like, you can buy, I'll buy you one thing that you really want. And I was like, a rope.
Okay, so I only did that one time in my life. I think I was in Monterey, and I was doing the fun, like, indoor rock climbing thing. Mm-hmm. Total, you know, kush.
Yeah.
Where do you do that here?
You know, there's actually amazing climbing around here. There's Castle Craigs.
Oh, okay, so we're talking the real deal.
Oh, yeah.
Outdoor.
No playing around.
Yeah.
But there's actually something called, we call it the shredding.
Okay.
But it's kind of like this, I don't even know if I should say it.
Uh-oh. Are you hovering the delay dump button there?
Well, no. It's more like it's like a secret place.
Oh, got it.
No, okay. But it's good. It's good.
Okay. So, you guys, I'm so excited today because today we have an amazing guest in studio, and he is going to help us today because I'm, you know, I don't really know a lot about this, and I hope we get a lot of calls, too, with your questions. Turi Family Farms running owner Tony is here with us today. And there's so much to talk about, Tony. So say hi to our guests and our listeners.
Sure. Hello. Thank you very much, Maria, for having us here today. We are very excited to be here.
I know.
And
it's fun.
To share our little bit of knowledge and share the fun that we have.
So and your lovely bride is at the farmer's market today.
She is. She is. She's at the market with our little girl, Alexandra, who's almost four.
Aww.
And Alexandra's, we call her Moo. She earned her name when she was 6 weeks old, but she's running around barefoot, covered in dust and dirt.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. So she'll just be ready for her nap later, and that'll be awesome.
One would hope.
Yeah. That's the total dad talking right there.
She's not a big napper.
Okay. Well, so, you know, we have so many things to talk about. If you could just first give us one little tidbit, because we have to go to break already. I don't know how that happened, but why don't you give us your website really quick?
Yeah, TurriFamilyFarms.com. Pay us a visit. Follow us on Facebook.
And what's your claim to fame, Tony?
All grass, all the time.
Woohoo! All right. So when we come back, we're going to have a ton of questions for Tony, and we're excited to talk about all grass all the time. So come on back for your questions, 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody.
Wow, God made a farmer, Tony. I have chills right now, and I remember when I first heard that at Super Bowl. Was it this last time or a year ago?
I think it was last year, 2013.
Yeah. Eyes watered up, couldn't believe what I was hearing on the Super Bowl, for the Super Bowl commercials. And what were your thoughts about it?
Oh, it just, you know, we were watching the Super Bowl, and my whole family just got completely silent.
And that was
silent.
Paul Harvey, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. And I did, that came out back in the 80s or 70s, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so I immediately Googled it and was watching all the comments. And I was really amazed on all the negativity towards it.
Oh.
Not so much because of Paul Harvey's part, but because Dodge, it was a Dodge commercial. And they just immediately went to, oh, my gosh, why is Dodge bringing that in to try to sell a truck? But I, for me, it was just never hearing that before was just amazing.
I don't know if that even mattered to me. I didn't think that.
I didn't either.
My first thought was, wow, who paid for that? How did that get to be on the air? And I don't know if we have any listeners that are listening to that. That was, I don't even know what the title of it was. I guess God Made a Farmer, right? Savannah, Paul Harvey. And so if anyone knows anything about that, just call in, and if you had researched that during the time when you heard it played first, that was really interesting. So back to your family and how you guys started. Give us a little bit of history how the Turi Family Farms came to be.
Sure. I'll back up even before that, Maria.
Okay.
Both of my grandparents were first generation in California, starting off in San Luis Obispo on a dairy farm. And in 1954, my dad was off to college. They decided to cruise around, and they ended up in Willows and asked a realtor about if there's any ranches for sale up here. And it turned out, I think it was the middle of August. My grandma said it was about 120 degrees in 1954. They sat in the back seat of a two-door Cadillac with the realtor, and drove out to Flournoy and looked at the ranch and fell in love with it. And they bought it in 1954, moved in 1959 to the ranch, operated it with my father for many years. And my father and mother operated it for quite some time. And I'm third generation on the ranch with my wife, and my son, who is 16, Andrew, will be fourth generation, hopefully.
Oh, that's exciting. And, you know, when I went to your website, which is, go ahead.
TurreyFamilyFarms.com.
Yeah, and I was checking things out. That was one thing that struck me, and I love hearing stories about generations and families, just, you know, keeping going with the business. And I love hearing about your son, Andrew, who's there right now, probably working.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what were his chores today?
He had to help a neighbor at 7 o'clock move his tractor, and then he was going to go check his sheep. We also have sheep as well. He owns the sheep, but they're on our neighbor's place. He's going to go check his sheep, make sure the guard dogs are still tending to him, and probably feed his cows, and he might take a nap in there somewhere.
Yeah, he's 16. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
There might be some snacks.
Just don't be on the couch when I get home.
Ooh. You heard it here. Dad said it. Okay, so, and maybe, I don't know if he's listening, but you guys can definitely stream in at KCNR1460.com. So, I'm excited that we have grass-fed all the time available to us. That excites me. And not that I just heard from you. I've actually been shopping at, I'm going to give them a shout out, Tops Market. They have your products there. I just, in fact, bought some the other day. I like the jerky and the beef sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish you carried more over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Alex over there does a great job. He really, really tries to share with the customers about our story and product.
Who's Alex over there?
Is the head butcher.
Okay, the head butcher. Okay.
Yeah, Alex, and then Wayne is a butcher there also.
Okay.
And they do a fantastic job. And, you know, hats off to Tops. They were one of the first mainstream stores that was willing to give us a try.
That was a question we had. So one of the questions was, is it hard to find retailers to bring your products to?
Yeah, so there's a couple different parts to that answer.
Uh-huh.
Usually with grass-fed, natural beef, or organic, you really target the market that really has a demographic of people looking for grass-fed, natural beef. Most of those retailers carry it frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So we sell the Tops fresh. Most, mm-hmm. 70% of our product is delivered fresh. And so that opens up the doors a little bit. But like Tops, they already carry Creekstone Farms, Choice Angus Beef. So people that go there are already looking for good quality beef.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they were really open to the idea to trying grass-fed beef. And like I said, thanks to those guys for helping us out, it's made it a nice transition.
Well, the whole, eating healthy and fresh and clean and all that is so big right now. And so let's take a step further and ask, why grass-fed? Because you had mentioned that maybe in the past you guys had done it, I'm going to say, different way. You said conventional.
Conventional, yeah. Conventional beef is the mainstream. You know, 96% of beef in the United States is raised conventionally. And I just want to say there's, I think America has the safest food supply in the world. So I definitely don't want to downplay conventional beef.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so with grass-fed beef, it takes a lot longer, and I got off track.
Oh, the question was why you guys went from one to another.
Yes, thank you.
And because I read a really cute story about your wife, Marianne. So
yes. So why we went to grass-fed beef was we were in conventional beef for a long time. That's what I grew mm-hmm. up doing. Mm-hmm. And about 8 years ago, we started selling some beef on the side, mm-hmm. what we call sides of beef, halves or wholes. Got a really good response, and we were conventionally feeding them ourselves. And we did that for a couple of years, and then we started saying, well, let's just try to keep them out on the grass. And we did that for a couple of years. And
very
then we
cool.
then mm-hmm. we really started experimenting with flavor, taste, how to do it more mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been messing around with grass-fed beef for a long time. We've mm-hmm. been doing it officially for 3 years. But probably the biggest reason we made the real push for grass-fed beef is my dad, who has been gone for 3.5 years, was he was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 1998. He suffered with Parkinson's for 12 years. And with Parkinson's disease, there's really no direct answer what causes it.
There's more to this story that I want to come back to, because it's not necessarily all about beef, and I really want to talk about your that disease. When we come back, a lot of questions for Tony. Call in 605-4567.
Measure B will make way for our community's first four-star hotel and create good-paying jobs for Reading residents. Here's Chamber of Commerce President Frank Strazzarino.
Reading's economy can certainly use the 40 new construction jobs and 70 permanent jobs created by the hotel.
Revenue from the new hotel will help fund the operations and improve the park. Here's Turtle Bay School Principal Linda Lawhon.
The new hotel will help sustain Turtle Bay, which provides educational and cultural enrichment for more than 10,000 children per year.
Measure B strengthens a one-of-a-kind community asset. Sharon Clay, curator of animal programs at Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay used to be subsidized by taxpayers. The new hotel will help make us self-sustaining.
Measure B, supported by the Reading Peace Officers Association, the Chamber of Commerce, all 18 Shasta County school superintendents, and thousands of local residents. Paid for by Yes on Measure B, Reading Residents for Jobs and a Sustainable Economy, with major funding by Turtle Bay Exploration Park and John Fitzpatrick.
Chris, November 11th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club meets in Wind River Casino.
We're gaming?
No, eating. Join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, November 11th at Wind River Casino in Elements Restaurant or Creekside Grill. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River kindly donates a portion of the proceeds from both restaurants to Haven's efforts.
Wow, two locations? We're really coming up in the world.
You know, sometimes you really scare me.
Only sometimes?
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark, so God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners, somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh.
Thank you, Savannah. Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, in-studio guest Tony Turry from Turry Family Farms. And this is a thrill because I need to know more about this. My patients need to know more about this. And we were talking about your dad, who you had a story about. Go ahead.
Sure. I'm going to back up 1 second about God made a farmer. I think my verse of that would be on the ninth day, God made a wife.
Oh. Tony.
She has a full-time job.
Yes,
and,
tell us about Mary
Well,
Ann.
She's a full-time dental hygienist. She's a full-time parent. And she...
Full-time partner to you.
Absolutely. That's the easy part, though.
Okay.
Anyways. So when I was talking about, you know, my dad with Parkinson's disease, that was probably the straw that broke the camel's back for us to really jump into grass-fed beef and say, okay, let's do this. Also with my wife being a lot more health conscious than I was. Mm-hmm. And since nobody really knows what causes Parkinson's disease, my diagnosis for my father was he ate fruits and vegetables all the time and a lot of meat too. But I really feel like pesticide and herbicide residues on – I always go back to apples. He ate apples, you know, multiple times a day. And I always feel like there was – the residues is what caused it. And I have no proof of that, never will.
Mm-hmm.
But so having that in my mind and feeling that, we really decided to push to natural grass-fed beef.
All the time. Grass-fed all the time. What does that mean?
Grass-fed beef is kind of a loose term these days. We call our animals 100% grass-fed, 100% grass-finished. Our cattle never see anything but grass.
That's awesome. Because the other way you were telling me about is at a certain time, they start grain feeding them, and then that's when they go to
Yes. Yeah, there's four different segments in a calf's life. There's the cow-calf guy who those animals are always on grass. Then usually a stalker operator purchases them from the cow-calf guy, and they raise them to 850 pounds. From that point on, they get sold to a feedlot where they're fed grain for usually 4 to 5 months. And then usually the feedlot guy sells it to the packer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I had a question about that earlier with you. I was trying to do some homework in the last few days, getting some questions together for you, and I started watching Forks Over Knives. I don't know why I did that, but I did. It was on Netflix. And anyway, they were talking about, which totally makes sense, that late 40s, early 50s, once things sort of changing from grass-fed to grain-fed, that the cows had a really hard time in their stomachs to make the change, and that it was really imperative for the farmer to make sure that they weren't overfed and that it was just the right amount. Otherwise, they would go into this lactic acidosis type situation. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
You know more than me about that. And the
yeah. No,
even if you had four stomachs, it still wouldn't matter, I guess, right? Apparently.
Yeah.
So what is the question that I had for you earlier, and you had a great answer, was you guys went from conventional to grass. Was there a transition phase, or how did that work for you guys?
There was no transition phase for our livestock because the cows are always on grass anyways. Every rancher in the United States raises his cows and calves on grass. Well, I say everyone, and I'm within, you know, 1/10 of 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
For a certain time. Correct.
Yes. Yeah. So that cow, the mother of that calf, is always on grass. So there's no transition period for that cow. And when an animal is raised conventionally in a feedlot, after it's harvested, it's gone. It doesn't have to transition back to grass. So the transition period, there really is no transition period. You never feed your animals any grain, and they'll keep their stomach acids where they need to be to digest grass.
And to stay healthy. I mean,
yeah,
that's basically the whole point. Give us a little bit about natural versus you're all natural. What does that mean for you guys?
100% natural. For us, it means, and for everybody, there's USDA standards that regulate it. Our animals do not receive any antibiotics. And I want to talk about that for just a minute. If we have a sick animal, we treat it. And so does everybody else. You get a sick animal, you treat it. We write a number on their ear tag and know that that animal is no longer natural. So it does not go into the natural program. So being natural is no antibiotics or no hormones.
Yeah, because then that would spread, right? If one was sick, you would have to...
Not only spread, but the calf could die.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
So no, that's so basically no antibiotics or no hormones. No growth hormones fed or injected.
Mm-hmm. And then, so that makes it natural. Do you guys plan on, someone had a question earlier, oh, well, are you organic? And the answer is no, we're 100% natural. Well, what is the difference? What does that mean?
Organic is natural plus being audited by a third party to make sure you don't use any herbicides, pesticides, or anything else that is not OMRI listed. OMRI is an association that monitors chemicals, and they list some as being OMRI listed, which would be, or you could use them on an organic farm.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten the paperwork three different times to go down the organic path. There's several challenges.
Mm-hmm.
One, first challenge is at cost. The second challenge is another paper trail to follow. And then you're really marketing to a small group of people. You have to elevate your costs to cover. You're limited on vaccinations you can give your animals, which can have a huge economic impact to you as the producer.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, the better question might have been, and we talked about this earlier too, is GMO versus non-GMO. I mean, what are they eating? Because that's what we're going to get. And we've got maybe 30 seconds left, so maybe that's something we can come back to. You know, are the cows getting non-genetically modified grass? How do we know that? You know, some of those questions come into play. So On our way back, if you have questions on the other side of this commercial, 605-4567. Our guest is Tony Turi from Turi Family Farms. Come on back.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey folks, you know where your Swap and Sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and Sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show, and we have Tony Turi in the studio with us today from Turi Family Farms, and thanks for coming in, by the way.
Thanks for having us.
It's been fun and informative. I've got a shout-out here, Reading Republican Women Federated. It is this year already. Listen, wait for it, folks. It's already starting. I'm going to say something here. Elegance of Christmas Tea. It's coming up, you guys. It's September. Get your tables together. The theme this year, a star-spangled event. How beautiful is that? Sunday, December 8th, 2013, at noon at Wind River Resort and Casino is this year's Red Room Republican Women Federated 2013 Annual Elegance of Christmas Tea. Marianne should do a table with Moo Moo.
Absolutely.
That would be awesome. And there's going to be a fashion show this year. There are so many options. Let me just tell you a little bit about it from the flyer here. New this year, if you desire, the resort will provide dishes, flatware, tablecloths, and all you need, all your decorations and centerpiece. There will be convenient transportation to the building from the parking area, which sometimes was hard for some people. You may bring wine, champagne, etc., and small treats, nuts and mints, those types of things for your as a hostess for your guests. Now, there are... there is a phone number here to get more information. Normally what happens is a hostess, say like Marianne decides she wants to do a table, right? So she will buy the whole table and then sell tickets to her guests. This is a fundraising event, and the tickets are $35 for single. We do have tables of 8 or 10 this year, so you, a person would be able to decide on that. Let's see. So if you would like more information, you could contact Tammy Gerhard. She's going to get mad at me. I don't know if I said that right. That's Tammy Gerhard at 243-3724. That's Tammy Gerhard, 243-3724, for this year's Elegance of Christmas Tea. And that is going to be so fun, Reading Republican Women. A star-spangled event, Sunday, December 8th, 2013. And we start at noon. So, all right, let's keep going here. We've got so many questions. Let's see. Where were we at? So we were talking about non-GMO.
Yeah. So that's been a new a new thing for me and my family lately is we do farmers markets. We do Saturday morning here in Reading at the Civic Center. We do a Thursday night in downtown Chico, and then Corning Farmers Market Thursday night at the Northside Park. I think last Thursday was the last one. So we really get a lot of interaction with our what we call end consumers. And when we first started this 3 years ago, one of the biggest questions was, are you organic? Are you organic? And that question has now switched to, well, do they all receive non-GMO feed? And for us, it's a really easy answer. Yes, all of our animals receive non-GMO feed. Our cows only receive grass that is grown naturally out in the hills. The GMO thing, to me, sure seems like it's a way bigger of a deal now than if you're organic or not.
Yeah, that's very, very important to a lot of people. And, I mean, really, who is your end user? Who's your demographic, do you guys think?
Our demographic is probably, the purchaser would be a woman aged 35 to 55 with a family at home, that is career orientated, probably. Or we have people, probably between, you know, I'm going to say 18 and 30 that live alternative lifestyles. They're a big part of our demographic. Or the interesting one for me is we'll get elderly people that say are in their 80s. And they like our product because of how they remember it like that, how it was when they were a kid.
Yes. Let's talk about that, because some of the drawbacks have been, or what I hear from the public is, ooh, grass-fed, I don't know, the taste, I don't know how to cook it, or, you know, how, right? So what are some of the things that you guys do to help the community with those answers?
Well, that's what's good about going to the farmer's market for us. We can have a conversation with somebody. We just had a gentleman before I came here stop by. He buys our flat iron steaks, which is a relatively cheaper cut off of the shoulder, and we start talking about how to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to have that interaction. What I tell people is give yourself some time. Grass-fed beef, when you first try it, will taste a little different. It took me and my family when we first started 6 years ago about 6 months to really truly get used to it. Every once in a while, regardless of what you do, you will get one that might taste a little gamey. We work really, really hard at avoiding that, but sometimes it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
So to cook it, what I
can't even tell, by the way, because I've had your
that's what we're shooting for, is for, you know, people who maybe they don't.
Or maybe it doesn't matter to me as much.
Well, and maybe the people who really want grass-fed beef, they expect it. But we're also trying to get people who just want good beef.
Yeah, healthy, good.
To give it a
quality.
Try. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the way we like to prepare it is what we call Santa Maria style.
Mm-hmm.
A 2-inch thick whole sirloin barbecued over oak wood. Cook it medium, medium rare. Once you're done cooking, take it off the barbecue. Let it rest for about 20 or 30 minutes. Slice it up thin. Serve salsa over it with some ranch beans.
We have 2 minutes. Do we have a caller on the line? No? Okay.
Or to take a really like half to 3/4-inch steak, flash fry it on a cast iron pan with olive oil or my favorite, butter.
Tony, you're cracking me up. Grass-fed butter.
Yes, there is a thing.
I know, there is. And I learn about it all the time from, people that are eating healthy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So what is important about cooking grass-fed beef is it will cook faster because it is leaner by nature. And so when grass-fed beef got popular again here 10 or 12, 15 years ago, nobody really knew how to cook it. And a lot of people tried it. They tried it at barbecues. They tried it at home. You would overcook it, and it would create this negative grass-fed eating experience.
Okay.
So that's a hurdle that I think everybody's trying to jump.
So we've got about a minute left. Why don't you give us what I wanted to ask was, because I know little kids like to know more about this, and we want to transition our children into eating healthier. Do you take field trips out there? Can people come and visit the farm? How does that work?
We're not, we're open to the idea. We're working towards that. Mm-hmm. Marianne is really, really passionate about that.
Yeah.
And we're hoping possibly in 2014 we will have a farm day.
Oh,
and
that would be fun.
We want to make it an annual event.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, Positively Healthy, Dr. Maria will totally help you with that as much as you need and want. So
excellent.
I want to encourage it and I recommend it. It's going to be a really good thing for both sides, right? So, On the other side of this commercial, I want some callers to call in to ask your questions to Tony. 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM. Come.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I don't know where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. I'm so excited to have Tony Turi of Turi Family Farms, Flournoy, California, here with us today. And I believe we do have a caller on the line.
Hey, it's Sarah Fragoso. Hi, Maria. How are you today?
Hi. Not just a caller, my girlfriend, Sarah Fragoso of EverydayPaleo.com. So excited to have you on the line, Missy.
Oh, I'm really excited to be able to call in today, and I'm excited for your guest, too, because this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart and what I do and the message I'm trying to help spread. And I just had a quick question because I think this question will help the people who are listening to your show today.
Yeah.
And will help my readers, too. I get a lot of questions about, okay, I'm starting to eat grass-fed, grass-finished beef, and it's different to cook grass-fed, grass-finished. The cooking times vary. It's in my opinion, more delicate and obviously more flavorful. You don't want to lose that flavor. So maybe you guys could help answer some of my readers' questions about how to actually prepare grass-fed beef versus the standard beef that people might have been used to eating and cooking before.
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, we were just on that. I think Tony was mentioning about the length of time, right? Or people generally in the past have, if they're just trying grass-fed, they might have overcooked it. So why don't you give us a tip there, Tony?
The best tip I have is have my wife do it because she does everything perfect.
Good answer, Sarah.
Yeah. No, what I tell people is, you know, everybody talks about searing. And I've tried for 2 years to learn how to sear, and I'm finally getting it down. When you read a lot of books on how to cook grass-fed beef, make sure you sear it, lock in the juices. It's a great tip, but they don't tell you how to sear. So what I tell people is, if you're new to grass-fed beef, I like to barbecue, so turn your barbecue down lower than you normally would on a regular steak because it will cook faster, and the last thing you want to do is overcook it. So low and slow until you get used to it, and in the meantime, play around with searing. You can even sear it on a frying pan, then go finish it on a barbecue, or, you know, short ribs, brisket in a crock pot is...
That sounds like your cookbooks, Sarah.
I know, right? I was going to ask about slow cooking because it's one of my favorite and time-saving things to do is slow cooking my grass-fed beef.
Yeah, when you've got a big family and it's that time of year again, school, work, I mean, you turn that thing on in the morning and get her done in the evening, and you're happy when you come home to a good-smelling kitchen, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, our general recipe for slow cooking usually starts with a bottle of red wine and a little garlic salt and a lot of garlic. And, throw it in the crock pot.
I just made a grass-fed roast 2 days ago that was with red wine and beef broth and onions and garlic. And it was awesome. And my kids barely sat at the table. They just stood there and ate it like it was the best thing in the world. It was. It was simple and delicious.
And that's what we like, simple and delicious. And thank you so much for calling in, Sarah, because I think that's what you do with a lot of your recipes. And that's what people want. That's what they're looking for, simple and delicious. Anything
totally
new in your horizons before we have to let you go?
Oh, there's always lots in the works, but I just wanted to, thank you guys for having the show. It's a great topic to be discussed, and thanks for letting me call in. It was fun to chat with you all today.
Okay, say hi to everyone. Thanks for calling, Sarah.
I will.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
You guys, take care.
So those were some good questions because, I mean, obviously it was a great segue. We were just talking about that. And do you guys have, I can't remember, did you guys have recipes on your website or?
We'll do recipes every once in a while on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago, did a little contest on our Facebook page on a best recipe and best way to cook a flank steak.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And the winning recipe was butterfly the flank steak out, which is extremely difficult. And you blue cheese, onions, and roll it up, make pinwheels, put it on skewers, and barbecue it. And it was really, really delicious.
Oh, so you guys try it and then taste test it at home?
We pick the recipe and then we'll try it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the winner of the winning recipe got a free flank steak.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, what is your Facebook page? Or, I mean, I can share that with everyone later today too, but it's on the back of.
Yeah, I'm not a techno.
Okay,
but
so you'll just look up Turi Family Farms and you'll go ahead and find that there on Facebook. Yes. The website again is turifamilyfarms.com.
Yes.
A ton of information there about their story, the family, facts about never receiving hormones or antibiotics, 100% natural, all of the above, benefits of grass-fed all the time beef, which let's talk about that right now, lower in saturated fat and total fat.
Yes.
Interesting. Higher in beta carotene, higher in vitamin E, higher in B vitamins, thiamine and riboflavin, higher in minerals like calcium, magnesium, and potassium. Ugh, always needed. A lot of my patients will come in and they're just low on their electrolytes. And
yes.
Okay, interesting.
And I want to talk about beta carotene for just a minute. Transferring over to grass-fed beef from conventional beef fat is usually pretty white.
Okay.
When you get a grass-fed animal, it'll have a yellow tinge. Mm-hmm. Depending on what time of the year it is, it might be a dark tinge. And to people new to grass-fed beef, they get really turned off by that. But
the look of it?
Yes,
because
it's yellow, but it is the beta carotene.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. Okay. And then higher in total omega-3 fatty acids, a healthier ratio of 3 and 6 fatty acids, which is good. Higher in CLA and which is a potential cancer fighter. Okay. And that's, you guys just didn't pull that out of your head. That was from Journal of Animal Science, June 2009. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's see. We've got a minute left. Where are you guys at here in, Reading? I know you're at Tops Market.
We're at Tops Market.
Weaverville
and Reading.
Okay.
And then we do the Saturday morning market, which the last day of the Shasta Growers Association Saturday morning market is, I believe, the sign said December 21st.
Ooh.
And then it'll start back up in April.
Okay.
Yeah. But I recommend everybody just go to Tops or see us at the market. If you want to order 30 pounds or more, you can email me at tony@turifamilyfarms.com.
Yeah, it looks like you guys are in a few places in Red Bluff and Chico, which is nice.
Yes.
And it looks like some restaurants in Chico, the Leon Bistro.
Johnny's at the Diamond Hotel, Monk's Wine
nice.
Lounge, Crush downtown.
Okay. What about here in Reading? Any restaurants here?
Currently not.
Okay. We need to get that going, huh?
But soon.
Okay, good. All right, so this has been a fun show. On our way back, we've got a few more questions and a little bit more time to talk to Tony here. So on the other side of that, catch you on the other side, Tony.
You got it.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
No space to rent in this town. It is a beautiful day here in Redding, California. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, in studio guest Tony Turi from Turi Family Farms. And hey, I'm like almost set to go down to the farmer's market here after this and check y'all out, see what you have, because I hear you have more products for sale. Eggs?
Yeah, we have eggs. I'll go to that in a minute. Yeah. But the one thing that goes really well with our natural grass-fed beef is we also offer 100% natural, 100% grass-fed and finished lamb.
Wow.
Our son Andrew actually owns the sheep, and he raises them. We help school him in that. But pretty interesting. We raise Dorper sheep, which are a South African breed. Their wool falls off. They have a lot of – they're parasite-resistant. Very, very efficient animals, which what I mean by that is they can convert feed really well. We don't feed them. They just live out in the hills and do their thing. And the meat, if you look at it, it does not have very much marbling, but it's actually 30% more tender than regular lamb.
Hmm.
And the other thing we offer is eggs from St. John Family Farm down in Corning. It's a, I call him a neighbor. He lives 16 miles away.
That's a neighbor.
That's a neighbor. Yep. Yeah. And, we sell his eggs at the market. They're $6 a dozen, and he feeds them all non-GMO products. He buys the products raw, whole, by the ton. He has his own mill. He mixes all his own feed. They're free-range birds, and he just does a really, really good job. And I encourage everybody to stop by and buy a dozen and try them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. do you guys, what are your plans for the future? How do you see your farm in 5, 10 years? Maybe, you know, longer.
Sure. Well, my passion is grass, and I'm talking legal grass.
Legal grass for the cows.
Yeah, that's my passion. Yeah. Range improvement, things like that. So, you know, my vision, we have a 10-year ranch plan implemented now, and my 10-year vision of the ranch is to have this mecca of grass. And we do a lot of stream-bake restoration stuff. We do some projects with Fish and Wildlife Service, things of that nature. We don't want to be the biggest grass-fed guy in the world. We just want to be the best. Expanding, we'll expand a little bit, but we focus on quality. And hopefully, you know, Andrew, our son's gone to college, and he's back on the ranch, which I think are his dreams, mm-hmm. mine as well, and Mary Ann's as well. And you know, you might see a federally inspected processing facility on site, too. It's a huge, huge challenge for small farmers and ranchers, especially in Northern California.
What does that mean?
To sell our products direct to, like, grocery stores or to sell individual cuts, it has to be processed at a USDA-inspected facility.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three north of Sacramento. And they're all really, really, really busy.
Mm-hmm. So that would make it hard timing-wise to get it to the end user, too.
Very challenging. Yeah.
Not as fresh when you...
The freshness isn't an issue.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, you just go down and pick it up.
Logistics, getting
the animals there is the more challenging part. And that expense and the expense of going down and picking up the product.
Okay. What does a typical day on the farm look like for you guys? Give us a picture. I want, you know, even the younger listeners out there I want them to see how hard you guys work. What does it take to, you know, get a piece of end, you know, product meat on the table to someone? It's a big deal.
Yeah. And, you know, Paul Harvey sums it up, but I'll give you my picture of it, and I will give you a picture in, March 20th when the grass is, you know, a foot tall. Cattle are usually really, really good shape. And it's 80 degrees outside.
Yeah.
That's a very nice picture.
Totally nice.
But usually start at daylight, and we go check our animals, make sure everything's healthy, make sure nothing's out. There's always fence to fix or build. We're always doing projects on the ranch, rehabilitation projects that go along with fencing, that kind of one and the other. Go back to house at noon, say hi to the family, eat some lunch, and go back at it, and there's usually a ball game to go to, or and you do that 7 days a week, especially in the busy seasons.
Yeah, weekends, what?
Yeah.
I know. It just sort of all blends together when you own your own business. So we've got a few minutes left. I'm so happy that I know you guys are busy, that you were able to have time to come and visit with us here, share the information that you have. Thank you, Mary Ann, if you're listening, for letting us, you know, have your husband in studio here with us. Please come on back sometime. I know there's going to be some major things coming up for you guys, because it sounds like you guys have a really good plan, and I would love to hear how all that goes. Why don't you tell the listeners again how to get a hold of you?
Sure. TurreyFamilyFarms.com. All of our information is on our website. You can email me directly at Tony, that's T-O-N-Y, at TurreyFamilyFarms.com. You can place orders, call and see what our inventory is, if there's anything specific you're looking for. If you're having a party and you want several steaks, call us at least 30 days in advance. Our supply is limited, just because we do focus on quality, and we're not just mass producing these animals. So supply can be a little tricky.
Okay, so someone can call in if they have a party, and then do they go pick it up from you or to one of your stores? Or
Of the stores, or we're up in Redding once a week, delivering to Tops. We're pretty easy to work with. In Chico, my wife works in Chico. I'm in Chico once a week.
Oh, okay.
You know, we want you to enjoy your barbecue or whatever you're having.
Again, that's TurreyFamilyFarms.com, and the number is 570-1276. TurreyFamilyFarms.com. And hey, if you're in the Redding area, they carry their meat over at Tops Fresh Market on Eureka Way. And thank you again so much for coming on board with us. Please come on back. We've got the Positively Healthy Show every Saturday from 10 to 11. I am on the first and third Saturday of the month. I believe next month is Dr. Todd Royce. Come on back next week. See you then.
Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta, Redding, the community radio of the North State. If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Dallas nurse who recovered from Ebola is out of quarantine, and her little dog, too. Professor Deborah Zorin of Texas A&M University says the vets who took care of Nita Pham's pet dog were never at any risk.
Completely protected from any of his secretions or eliminations, and all of his food and water and all of those things were handled completely so that we were disposed of, so that all of that material we did not come in contact with.
Pham and her King Charles Spaniel Bentley were reunited this morning. President Obama used his weekly radio address to stoke up the notion of disparities in pay between men and women.
Women deserve fair pay. Even though it's 2014, there are women still earning less than men for doing the same work.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his party does want to be fair to women and everybody else. In fact, he says they'd like to work with Democrats to find more solutions for the economy.
If our friends on the other side have a common sense idea, we want to hear that as well.